Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. First, I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, all of the snoopers and the demons that Satan sent to hinder people from their blessings. I want to thank you. See, as for the demons, you know when a blessing is coming because you go through it all day, all week long. As for the snoopers, I bend over and you can just guess. Okay, let's go. We have some interesting to talk about. First, I want to start off with relationships because that seems to be everybody's problem that co-workers today get in contact with them. Relationships. Example, if you are in a relationship and you are tired, they've gotten you into a bad situation, well, guess what? You need to let it go. You put yourself in a bad situation. You put yourself out there to be made a fool of. You put yourself out there. So don't blame it on nobody else. You put yourself out there to lose everything and not trying to do anything to make yourself better. Sleeping. What if it was a situation where you're sleeping in the dead truck, sleeping with dogs, fleas, cats? Okay, you put yourself there, and then you begin to get weary and tired. But you reach out for help, and somebody is willing to help you, and then you try to give them help. Then you get what you're asking for. That's the one thing. No, you get yourself out of that situation because it'll never change. Not speaking as a worker, speaking as a human being that sees what goes on, that hears what goes on. Family can be a very big part of a relationship. I know that you're not marrying someone, well, marrying someone's family. You're marrying that person. You're not with their family. You're with that person. But when your family says it's either me or him or me or her, then it's time to stop. It is time to stop. Again, it's time to stop. Going through ups and downs all the time, arguing, that's not a relationship. That's not a relationship. That is torment. It is hell on earth. Okay, I want to tell you about some conjure. And I want to give you an example, and you can relate. Okay, now, if you're in the situation that, you know, let's say, this time of the year, you have your grass cut. All right, your significant other cuts it. But Pappy-in-law comes and we eat the grass. Okay, Sunday number two. Now, you already, you already suspect him. All right, Sunday number two, he comes with brothers. They got to go all the way around the house. They did the same thing last weekend now. And you know. But this time, you find unusual things within your yard. Let's say burnings of odd paper, odd roots and sticks. They're so anxious to get there. Now, that's what you need to keep your eyes on. And it is a quick fix for people like that. There's two things. One is a mixture of protection. And you make this into a hole of water. Oh, yes, you make it into a hole of water, and then you sprinkle it around your premises. And the special thing is called Boldo. You can mix it with hyssop, rue, or any other protection herb. It lasts up to a year, but it is stronger in water form, tea form. It is stronger that way. Inside of your house and outside of your house, you sprinkle it and sprinkle it. You will see things change the same day. You're going to get a sign that it's working. Okay, situation number 30, I guess. The crazy mother or mother-in-law that uses her grandkids or kids to do things around the house. Okay, things go bad with grandmother and her daughter. All right. My thing is, you can pick at an adult all day, at a woman all day long. But when you start to talk about her kids, then if you are a mother of children, then you're going to snap. You're not going to let them near your children anymore. There's conjure for that. You get to work right away. Now, this is very bad conjure that involves graveyard dirt and it involves seeds. I'm not going to tell you what kind of seeds because you need to consult your worker because it's very dangerous. When you're using this, I would not send anyone out into the graveyard because when you tamper with the dead, then it's, you don't know what you're up against. See, this kind of work needs to be done the right way, not the wrong way. Never the wrong way. So you need to really talk to your worker. I know that there are some of you out there in this situation, and I really would love to blab it out, but I won't because it will hurt someone. And I'm not out to hurt anyone. This broadcast is for learning, and this is a great learning topic today. Every day is the day for learning. And I'm so glad that I'm doing this, then I can give you a little peek at what's going on or a peek at what could go on. Churches. There's a church around your area. Okay, you go into it, you have seen it, you love their service and everything, but you're asking for prayer. Some of you are in a bad situation. You can't make it to the altar. You can't do it. So what do? You you write a little letter. I need prayer. But the next thing, people are coming up to you. I want to call you. I want to do this. But here's the tempo. You're in a bigot church. Spring Street. You're in a bigot church. You're in a hooty booty church. Everybody is uppity. Everybody has something to say. Now, certain people, if you look at the tie, the envelope that is. So how did this get all over the church? Big mouth people, bigots. All they are is bigots. And if you go to a church and you can't get any peace, then what you need to do is stop it. And it's conjure for that. Because more than likely, they are doing conjure. I like that. I like the warning about that. Okay. Open the church. Now, let's talk about something else very important here. I know the weather is changing back and forth from hot to cold, very cold in some places, very hot in some places. But you know, the word says you will not be able to tell the season from the budding of the tree. Well, even now, you can't even tell by the budding of the trees. You still have some that look like it's in the winter state. In the winter season. I'll put it another way so that you will understand. And for those that, you know, question, you can always contact me. My contact numbers are all over the web. See, this is my pleasure, speaking to you. And that little conjure tip, it's not a whole one, but you know that you're to start with that boldo. Boldo can be used by itself, but to make it real strong, other things need to be used with it. And as for all of the witchcraft groups, the voodoo groups, as for all of the Satanism groups, demonology, let me tell you something. They're sitting there waiting to see what you know. I told you this before, and I'm telling you again, because I have gotten calls from people that have really gotten themselves in trouble. Majority of these groups and doing what they say, especially when you tell someone to do something with gopher dust or graveyard dirt, and you have a little bragging out here. Oh, I'm going to bring somebody down, you know who, I've seen it, you know who, and have cartoon characters toast into it as if it's a celebration. Don't you think the person knows that you're talking about them? Gossiping, conjure, slippery elm, you can get it in the oil. You can get it in the powdered herb. But if you get it in the powdered herb, you burn it. You write the people's name down, and you burn it and rub the ashes under your feet and your shoes. See, no one ever talked about the feet. The feet is what get infected. Okay, you can catch a cold by your feet. Okay, you can get bad conjure on you, step in the wrong place. But mostly what I'm talking about today is overstepping your boundaries. When you overstep your boundaries, then you may be in trouble, like I have said. You don't know who a person is. You don't know what a person is, what they do or who they know. They can have people out there listening to you gossip about them, and the word is carried back, and then you find yourself in trouble. Okay, as for the workers, I know that some of you have had really contact me this week. I know that some of you are really thinking about giving up. Do not give up. I know that one of you have had Cat of the Kangaroo and Ada the Cheesecake Chesapeake to interfere with you. We have special gifts. Some of us have multiple gifts, which is wonderful. But when these people really tick you off, then you want to, you know, you want to kind of put a little fire on them. But I tell you, they're going to always call you back. Now, people like the cheesecake, they never do what they say. You're wasting your time on them. They are information seekers. And I want to tell you, right in Chesapeake, Virginia, they're information seekers. They go from one person to the other. Don't you know that that's messing up their cases? Check them out. As for the kangaroo, they want something done. But guess what? What the hell do they expect you to do with $30 or $40? They want a snotty nose. If it's about a man or a woman, they want a small rise and a fall, flag up, flag down. Oops, no moisture. If you get what I'm talking about, please. And didn't even ask what the cost was. And when you told, I get it out, I get it out. Let me tell you something. Don't believe that word. You don't work on anything until they take care of what they need to take care of. This is not Burger King. This is not have it your way. It is all about your happiness. It's all about your well-being. But don't think that you clients are making a fool of us. We see what you're doing. Exactly what you are doing. So don't even come at us that way. Now we have the hot and the twisted. The hot and the twisted is where 1982 clothes and bearing her ugly body on the porch every time the neighbors is having company. Nobody wants to see that. All the way she's getting in the thing, and excuse my language, but it is true. You know it's true in these days and time. If she use her mouth, and that's on both parties, men and women, all the way she's going to get in the attention is if she's been over. And they really don't want that. And she done been beat to death for doing that. But she's still picking at innocent children. She's still picking at these innocent families. But her days is short. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to talk directly to her. Your days are short. Keep picking, and you will be just fine. Now, as for that, that is over. I had to get that out. Oh, one more thing. And the people that's pushing you to do stupid stuff, their days are over too. Now, there's a bunch of BSers, no, bullshitters in this world. And some people, you have, if they tell you it's raining, you have to look outside because you don't believe them to see if it's raining. See, those are the kind of people that come to us and expect everything. They want to question you to death. Then when they get started, they think that they own you. Well, as for me, you don't own me. Because you keep messing with me, I will fix you. And I'm sure some more that feels this way. Let's take a man that has multiple charges on him. Let's take somebody with felony. They keep doing stuff and doing stuff. It's an accident, it's an accident. Now, if it's somebody, if it's domestic, small claims court. If it's not, small claims court. Don't let people run over you. See, if you let things go, they would do it over and over and over again. That is my thing. You have to show these people that you are the boss. That you, well, you're the boss of your life. Well, you're a co-boss because God is the boss of your life. Okay, I've gotten it straight. But you're a co-boss. And you control what you do. And you are trying to build a nice home, a nice empire. And then you got somebody destroying it, making promises to fix it. And it never gets fixed. So, you need small claims court. And there is court conjure to come out on top anytime. Please call me about that. Or anybody else. You don't even have to call me. Call somebody else. Oh, they will give you more than likely the same information that I'm going to give you. And you'll come out on top. If you listen to us, you will come out on top anyway. Things will go in your favor. We can tell when you haven't done what we told you to do or worn something the way we told you to wear it, whatever the case may be, because you're going to be whining. And some people, when they get the victory, they don't even say nothing. They don't say a word. It's just they're complaining, complaining again, trying to see if they can get something else. See, they figure if they whine and whine, they can get more of a victory. But I tell you what, we know about you too. oh, this ain't right, that ain't right. We know that you got your victory. We know that everything is all right. And you have the clients that can't let go. Those are the lock clients, the bracelet clients. They want to stay in touch with you. They want to hold on to you. Your case is over. You've gotten your results. Then you're still calling, saying that you have more problems. Okay, that's still going to cost. We put our lives on the line for you. We do everything. Most of the time, you have to do nothing. Depending on your case and depending on the worker, you don't have to do a darn thing. See, that's called taking advantage. And you don't take advantage of us either. And I hope this message is going out all over the world. Today is the day that I talk about not taking the crap. Well, Elizabeth Ward, which was a voodoo and all-around practitioner, around 1646, had a very good reputation, and she did not take this. So if she didn't take any mess, why should we? Well, why should you all? Because I don't take it. Why should you all take mess? You have to get those clients straight. You have to tell them. Now, telling them don't do any good, I know some of us are lady-hearted, then you need to take action. Excuse me a minute. My mouth was a little dry, so I have some cherry Dr. Pepper. I do that because I do not want lies told on me. My temple is clean, and the only thing it has in it is water and healthy food, and sometimes a soft drink, like sodas. Okay. Let's talk about a little bit more conjure. You know that in the first crescent, from that new moon, your moon is darkened, and you see the new moon come out. That is the waning moon again. Okay, from waning to full, yes, you can do good things, like increase your finances, get a job, you know, good things, and you work it up to the full moon. Now, the full moon coming down is when you're ridden evil, you're getting rid of negativity, bad luck, and all of the above. And for those of you, I am so sorry, for those of you that have court cases against someone that has done something to you, do not drop them because the situation is not going to change. It's not going to change, not one bit. People would act nice to you until you drop them. But see, some of them can't hold it. Some of them begin to act out before you drop it. The wrongest thing to do is think about dropping anything. I know some of you are tired. You feel like everything is going bad for you. You're cut off at the end of every street, every alley you go. But with unique conjure tips, you will get ahead. Some things take a little bit longer than others, which is true. Some things happen right away, and I'm proud to say that because with the majority of my work, yes, it takes effect right away. I've had many to say it takes effect the same day. So, I'm not promising the same day, but that is some of the feedback that I get. And we'd love for you to call us with good news. We love to hear good news. And we want to hear if something is wrong, too, because it may be something that we can do on our end to fix things. So, you shouldn't keep anything in. And you should always be watchful. Watch everything, because if you don't watch everything, you're going to miss out, and then there's a slowness in your results. in this day and time, you have to watch. You've heard it. Watch as well as pray. That's what I'm getting at. And yes, the majority of the spells of magic does involve prayer. It does involve incantation. There's many things you're praying to Lord, which is God, and God is over them. Oh, think about it. When you are using coercive spells, like for the graveyard, toilets, outdoor toilets, yes, can be used for your enemies. That's a coercive spell, but there's an incantation with it. It could be a prayer with it. Don't forget it, because it is. People want to know the unknown. Then go ahead and see in your family tree if there was someone there with that. If it wasn't passed down to you, then it wasn't for you. That's what I'm saying. It was not for you. Thing that I don't like is when I hear people on the phone, I see, I saw, I already know, like I say all the time, if you already know, what the hell are you doing calling me? And you're trying to explain something to somebody, oh, no, 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 that was, I know who that is, and that was a black cop. No, if we said it was green, that's what we saw. And then later on you see it's a green car and feel like a damn fool. That's what I'm going to say, a damn fool. So think about it. Before you open your fat mouth, see, people love to run their mouth. Before you open your fat mouth, then you think about what you're going to say and how you say it, because you might say the wrong thing. Now, as for charcoal, I know that incense being burned, but that's for the raw earth. Sometimes some of the powdered incense is put on the charcoal, but you can make your own stronger incense with the raw earth. But you got to see what you're putting together. You can't just put something together and expect it to work. You could be putting something together that hurts you. I guess you don't want to hear that, but you heard it anyway. And any of this stuff that you missed, I have given out three kinds of tips if you haven't noticed. And if you need to hear this again, you can replay it about 11 minutes after 11 minutes after this episode is over. Today is about just standing on your feet. Today is about not giving up. Today is about defense. Defend yourself. Protect yourself. Like I said, all of my episodes are to give you good information and to warn you of the bad things that could happen. And I am happy to put that out there. And to all of you controlling women, grandmas, keeping those children away from their mothers, you're going to get what's coming to you. So I only have a few seconds, and I hope that everyone enjoys the rest of their weekend. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. Everything that I have said during this episode, I hope that you take it with you. I hope that you remember what I have said on this day. This is about taking control, and you need to. So to my beautiful mother, sisters, nieces, and nephews, I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you. I love you, Mama. Goodbye.